Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 532. 3 Ways Lack of Sleep is Making You Fat by Jeff Mann with RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I narrate the best health and fitness blogs that we can get permission from. And if you're a new listener, you should know that we do book giveaways on the first of every month to random people who are part of our free weekly newsletter. And it's already the first of the month tomorrow, and I can't believe it. So if you want to be in the book drawing, make sure you've joined the newsletter by tonight. To do that, just go to oldpodcast.com to sign up for free. All right, so last week I was mentioning how my goal was to finish the 1,138-page monster of a book called Stephen King's It. And I did it. I set my goal, how many pages I needed to read a day, and I would just kind of chip away throughout the day. I didn't want to stress about it. I didn't want it to become a chore. And so I would just space it out a little bit here and there. And sure enough, I was able to reach my goal. And so I bring this up again because it's so funny how we often forget to make these kinds of goals for ourselves, even when it comes to something that seems so trivial as to finishing a novel. But believe it or not, when we set goals and we reach those goals, no matter how small those little wins are, they start to add up. And those small wins, when they start to add up, give you confidence to be able to set goals for other things too. Maybe it's losing weight, eating more vegetables, exercising more, or losing some body fat, which is what we're going to talk about today. And this is why I'm such a big believer in setting even small goals, because I know this is making me feel good, which is going to make me want to tackle the next thing. It's going to make me feel confident that I can tackle whatever comes my way. And if I can do it, you can too. All right, that's enough out of me for now. Let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. 3 Ways Lack of Sleep is Making You Fat by Jeff Mann with RomanFitnessSystems.com. Remember WALL-E? It was a big hit. Cutesy robots, beautiful animation. It even had an Al Gore-esque environmental message. But the film also contained a darker social commentary, a dystopian future where all humans had become obese. Too fat to walk, they roamed on padded hover chairs, occupying their days with consumerism and overconsumption. A fictional tale, yes, but is it really light years away from reality? World record holders. You see, 21st century humans are the fattest people that have ever walked the planet. The World Health Organization estimates there are 1.9 billion overweight people in the world, 600 million of whom are obese. Those that are obese have a BMI of 30 or greater. In 1980, the number of overweight people was less than half of that. So, what has caused the recent epidemic? Experts believe the answer is simple, if not easy to remedy. It's just a simple matter of energy imbalance. We're consuming more calories than we burn. Part of this is because calories, at least in the West, have never been easier to come by. Energy-dense processed foods, high in salt, sugar, and fat, have never been cheaper and more abundant. Add into the mix increasingly office-bound sedentary lifestyles, well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to imagine the results. So this isn't exactly cutting-edge news. Even if we can't help ourselves, we all know the dangers of eating too much and not exercising enough. But what if the crisis of the world's waistlines wasn't just about food consumption? Might there be another reason for global obesity? Well, it turns out there's a growing body of evidence that suggests another possible causal factor for the obesity epidemic: the link between how much people weigh and how much sleep they get. Sleep, an endangered resource. Americans are getting less sleep than ever, according to data from the National Sleep Foundation, and it's not hard to believe. Email and messaging extends our working day into the night. We binge on Netflix until the early hours, take our phones to sleep, and check Facebook under the bed covers, and we still get up for work at the regular time. Sleep in the 21st century has become marginalized. Okay, but how is it making me fat? Sleep deprivation has massive disruptive effects on health. The list of chronic conditions linked with poor quality sleep reads like a horror story. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, even some forms of cancer have been associated with poor sleep. A recent review of scientific research on sleep and obesity found that short sleep duration is also linked to increased weight gain in a number of ways, including adverse effects on appetite, physical activity, and body temperature. The review looked at 31 publications from 1966 to 2007 and concluded that younger age groups were especially at risk of becoming overweight if they were identified as having a short sleep duration. Of all the causes, the review listed three potential mechanisms by which sleep deprivation can lead to obesity. Three reasons a lack of sleep is making you fat. Reason number one, less sleep means greater opportunity to eat. This might sound like it's stating the obvious, but when you're awake longer, you've got more time to eat, thus increasing your calorie intake. A 2009 study concluded that, quote, sleeping short hours in an obesity-promoting environment, think your kitchen, may facilitate the excessive consumption of energy from snacks, end quote. Think about it. When you're into your fourth hour of Walking Dead at 3 a.m., are you really going to put up much resistance to that lonely packet of Doritos lurking on the kitchen counter? Reason number two, disrupted sleep messes with your hunger hormones. One of the results of disrupted sleep is that it plays havoc with your metabolic system. The circadian rhythm, which is our internal body clock, dictates not only the sleep-wake cycle, but also hormone production and appetite regulation. Sleep deprivation turns out to have a double whammy effect on hunger and calorie consumption. Not only does sleep increase amounts of ghrelin, a hunger hormone, midnight munchies anyone, but it also decreases the amount of leptin, the hormone that tells the brain that we've had enough to eat. And if that's not enough, studies have shown that sleep deprivation alters your brain chemistry to increase activity in the reward centers of the brain, making you more likely to crave unhealthy food and eat snacks. So basically, you're screwed. Reason number three, you're too tired for physical activity. Sleep plays an important regulatory role in energy expenditure. Simply speaking, if you're sleep deprived, you're not likely to be very active, hence the calories burned part of the equation is going to decrease. Again, this might sound obvious, but another factor is thermoregulation, that is, maintaining your optimum body temperature. When you lack sleep, this can affect your core temperature, which in turn causes reduced energy expenditure and even more fatigue. So, what can you do? How can you benefit from knowing about the connection between sleep and obesity? Well, there are several things you can take away from the evidence. One, if you're up late and get the munchies, remember, you might not actually be hungry. It could just be your hormones are out of whack. Try pouring yourself a glass of water. Two, if you work shifts or have trouble sleeping at night, try to compensate for sleep loss with strategic napping. This way, you're less likely to suffer food cravings at weird times. Most importantly, you need to practice good sleep hygiene. This involves setting good sleep habits for yourself. A regular bedtime, plenty of natural light in the daytime, avoiding stimulants before bedtime, and banishing your gadgets from the bedroom. You just listened to the post titled, Three Ways Lack of Sleep is Making You Fat, by Jeff Mann, with RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The data that the author shared are absolutely correct. Now, don't get us wrong. There's no guarantee that a lack of sleep is going to cause you to become fat or cause you to become overweight or obese. But instead, it just happens to be one of the factors that may be involved in a person gaining weight. And so when I counsel people, when I see patients, I do ask about their sleep habits. Yes, weight loss, weight gain, weight maintenance is all about calories in versus calories out. I acknowledge that. But what influences how many calories we eat and how many calories we burn? Well, a lot of that is dictated by our sleep habits. And so we have to look at some of the root causes for why some folks don't burn enough calories and or why they might consume too many. And a lack of sleep may just be that underlying cause. And I know you may not believe it just yet, but the blue light from TV screens, your phones, your tablets, that does mess with our circadian rhythm or our sleep-wake cycles. Basically, that blue light causes our brains to think that it's daytime still. And so the body never gets the message from the brain that we need to start relaxing, that it needs to start secreting hormones that cause us to start falling asleep and stay asleep throughout the night. And so if there's one thing that you might want to start with, or at least consider starting with to help get better sleep, is to put away the phones, the tablets, and turn off the TV well before you're trying to go to bed. And I know some of you will say, I can't fall asleep unless the TV's on. I get it, but what's likely happening is your quality of sleep may be suffering. But let's say that's still too tough of a task, that's not that interesting to you. Then of course you can consider some of the other sleep hygiene tips that we shared with you. If you're sensitive to caffeine, don't consume it soon before bed. In fact, studies are finding that some folks, if they stop drinking coffee at 10 a.m., may still feel its effects by bedtime. So again, just kind of see how your body responds to caffeine. And I would add something when it comes to sleep hygiene. Most folks were finding sleep better when the room temperature is on the cooler side. And also, try and keep the room as dark as possible. That's a great way to keep the brain thinking that it's nighttime and that you need to be at a deep stage of sleep. And once again, before I go, if you want to be in the book raffle happening tonight at midnight, come join our free weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. It's a great way to show your support. And again, you might just win a book. I thank you for listening. I thank you in advance for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.